다 자세 시월에 가림 가와 통화 라공 제바이 통화 넘기 띠니 펜버식 소소나 신체니다 데비 성견 넘다 아니 오 마음비 성견 넘 다다성 제심은 넘기 보다 강더냐 뒤숨기 성견 간지지 임바 이나양 아니 다 사버도에 데비 성견 넘 넘기다 배 가와 투마르 아니 공부 시에 용디 다 섬로 땅 용디 심지어 남라 펜바 주위 펜비 다 배 심 약쇼 정도 니와 최쇼 정도 가르래도 스투스 공부 시에 용디 섬로 땅 용디 아니 다 장주기 심 시에 딜에 사바지 다 시에 시에라 펜비 심 심지어 탐지라 펜비 심 딜에 사가지 매바다 아니 오 딘드지 매바 시 용디 잠바 아니 당보 안에 정주 쳐도 두 개, 딘지스 챙기더니 바로도 쳐서 다른 놈 맞춰봐 쌍개, 다 쌍개고 코랑종의 쌍개가 돼야 아니 장주기쌤 양련을 떼는 개가 있다. 장주기쌤 쓰야되더니 다 쌤기 낭내다 척도 주고 쌍쇼저어대 뒤래 쓰다 현변기 쌤, 나 지당 쌤 뒤 낭내 현변기 쌤, 현변기 쌤 낭내다 되니 장주기쌤 내다 짜 채워다.
So here, as the master Shantideva, as the master Shantideva has said in his guide to the Bodhisattva's way of life, that the Buddhas of the three times, contemplating for many eons, have seen that this is the most beneficial, this attitude of bodhicitta. So here, all of the Buddhas of the three times, those of the past, those that are here now, those that will come in the future, particularly though those of the past, searching for what is the most kind of beneficial mind, for eons considering what it is that is the most kind of highest or best sort of mind, have found that the most beneficial attitude is that of bodhicitta. There is nothing superior or better than this wish to become a fully enlightened Buddha in order to benefit others. So here, any Buddha that proceeds by first giving rise to this attitude of bodhicitta, of striving to attain enlightenment for the benefit of all sentient beings, then engages in the accumulation of merit for many eons and finally perfects that kind of attitude in the state of Buddhahood. So here, in general, although minds that wish to benefit others are good, are beneficial, this kind of attitude of bodhicitta is the best, is the most superior, highest kind of attitude that one can engender in order to benefit others.
Oh yeah, that changjugi sim siyeji ta dindeji changjugi sim tana ani changjugi sim ni su yena ta ta je mogo ache she mogo ache ta changjugi sim je ma zoje gi nyongwa tenpa yina ta hajangi pe misibi pe yapo 미시고 삼지 미제바 임바 조제기 용어 텀은 다 가시 조제기 용어 매바 있네요 쌤들 뒷바기 딘데지 길에 깨추나 삼바다 조제기 용어랑 마대나 양내 양도 아니 배전 깨네 양내 양도 딘데기 멤바다 딘데기 쌤들 깨를 배전 체바 있네요 가와선보 다 대양 타나 아니 장주기 쌤들 시에도 매바다 딘데지 톱추나 삼바다 딘데지기 아니 샘자 친구 딘데지 딘디 샘자 친구지 삼비권에 샘데 자 친구 인바 뇌진에 아니 딘데지 딱 톱추나 삼비 딘데지기 삼바지 여바 있나요 어다 제 디당 제 치마다 파르도다 디당 파르도 먼저 라마 치발래요 체니 라마 체니 이담 체니 칸루 최종대 시에데 창주기 샘 체데 라마양 체랑 라마 자와야래 이담량 창주기 쌤 나신 창주기 쌤들 이담 나신 간조 최종 다 강달장 최 잡유 제와 조사자고 창주기 쌤 제발 제네 아니 제발이나 아니 소소 제 디당 제 치마다 바르도다 관계값수야 아니 창주기 쌤스에 대 아니 매바당 가르소 창주기 쌤이나 매바당 디 자 첨부 인상보다 디 깨춤 나 삼비 아 딘데기 심지 여봐 있나 아니 제디다 바르도다 치마 강라야 아니 배 에 가르소 만조다 마소나 신앙다 티치괴 요 말에스 어 딘데기 인자 장주기 심지 딘데기 여봐 있나야 아니 제디다 바르도 치마 강라야 아니 에 동아 체스기 말에스야
So here, this attitude of bodhicitta, or the awakening mind, if we have this in a kind of uncontrived, unfabricated, effortless way, then that is something that is incredibly powerful. But even that which is contrived, even that which we develop based upon effort, to have some kind of experience of this based upon effort, is something that is as well very beneficial. And even if it's not yet at that kind of uncontrived, effortless level, it is still extremely beneficial to just have that in a fabricated kind of a way, and even to make an effort to generate that sort of attitude, to put our effort into that again and again. This is something that is incredibly beneficial for us, to have had a kind of recognition of how powerful and precious this attitude is, and thereby make some sort of effort at that. That too is something which is we should see as being incredibly fortunate. Even beyond that, to have some kind of aspiration, thinking like, oh, I'm not able to generate this mind yet, but I want to be able to generate this attitude. May I be able to generate this attitude? That kind of aspiration or devotion as well is something that is very powerful and very beneficial to us. So here, as we chant in the Guru Puja, where it says that you are the Guru, you are the Yidam, you are the Khandra or the Dakini and the Dharma protector, here really we could think about this as being our bodhicitta. If we have placed our hope, our faith in this attitude of bodhicitta, this is something that will be of benefit to us as this kind of request continues in this life, in the future, and even in the bardo. If we have this kind of real sort of devotion to aspiration for this attitude of bodhicitta, it is something that grants us kind of protection at all of those occasions. Even when we are in this life, it will be beneficial. In our future lives, we have no need to sort of be afraid of the kinds of situations that we will encounter if we have placed our trust in this attitude.
Oh yeah, that namjing nandu tawa chenju la sungyo ra pemba zambay semgi ni sangye chele cheban simje mali tamje ji deden zimba meji gyes pemba zambji simje la Penjik Pemba Zamji Changjuki Semji Gunelan Shenjila Pendeji Jukchuna the Pemba Churo Chana Sambada Penji Toro Chana Sambi or Dinja Semji Yoba Zamjiani Be Sanjian Tangle Devon Cheva Puele Sunam Cheva Ye Sigura Mando Namji Ani Cheva Pu Ani Medoda Tatin Mambutona Ani Susupeta Gewa Shio Sain Samgi Yoro ota kewa shio sa samgi yore kewa shio sa ta sa ba re de tele jang ani shen la pembi sam sem si e de tini pi tele jang sanam chio re ti nang ni jang ani chanju ki sem si na ani sim jen tam je de jen de ji ki tuen la pe jen chi ye chi ye ki ching gen ki sem de yin zang sim jen ma li tam je ki de jen zem ba me ji ki si di shen mo go wa re de jen zem ba sim jen tam je la pen de du ye ki chanju ki sem dao ji Ani gila jeba dang dinti chenpa yina tele senam chewa jita yo ma res o dinti yinza da changju simgi penyin dang dito semla xiang ne Ani gap su baba dang anzu changju simgi gor xie res ya
So here again from Shantideva, he says that the Buddhas, countless Buddhas have told us that even an attitude of wishing to benefit another, an altruistic attitude is something which is extremely beneficial. So what need to mention this attitude of the mind of awakening or bodhicitta, wherein you wish for the highest happiness of every single being? So here, when we think about the kind of merit, the positive energy that we generate generate from wishing to benefit others, whether it is just with like wanting them to have a temporary happiness, or even more than that, this kind of attitude of bodhicitta, of wanting to place them in the highest happiness. This kind of altruistic attitude is much more meritorious than even if we were to say give offerings to all kinds of Buddhas, like to make a very vast and extensive offering. You might think, oh, I've made so much merit by being so generous or by making such an offering. But from really an attitude that wishes to really benefit another, that attitude is even more beneficial, even more meritorious than such an extensive offering. So what need do we need to speak of the kind of attitude of wanting the highest happiness for every single sentient being? So there's really nothing that could create a greater merit than this, could be more sort of positive than this. So here we are right now discussing this attitude of bodhicitta in this text of the Ornament for Clear Realization. So we should recognize the kind of great benefits of this attitude.
Oh yeah, that kasang na to simjila pay kone mambo yebi kone tas kasang ni sa lam na ta sa ju shop to moje cheberwa lam na siti choklam cholam thonglam komlam miloblam sita ti lam na sne tekwa chimbi lam na tekwa nyende ki lam na rangja ki lam na sichani lam na sumchen na sinamji nyende ki choklam cholam thonglam komlam miloblam rangja ki choklam cholam thonglam komlam miloblam korang korang changju miloblam siti sosu changju dere ta tekjen la chasana tene tekjen ki choklam cholam thonglam komlam miloblam lam na che tene ta tekjen ki choklam cholam thonglam komlam la le di ta thonglam dam komlam la le di tsamba thapar du tso komlam la le di tsamba tene sa chu se komlam la sa chu jumba chi o sa thambo niwa o duks chene komlam la sa chu she ane sa chu ki tama de yendian zo song na yendian zo ba to ane miloblam tekba chime miloblam o kasang na zo lam jirimba duks shop to sheba res.
So last time we were in the text talking briefly about the kind of five paths and the 10 grounds of the Mahayana. So we have this kind of presentation of the mental development involved through the five paths. So the path of accumulation, the path of preparation, the path of seeing, the path of meditation, and the path of no more learning. And so then within those, we also have the 10 grounds for a Mahayana practitioner. Then there are also the five grounds for a hearer, the five grounds for a solitary realizer. They also progress through these kinds of, the paths. They have the five paths for each of those too. But when it comes to the 10 grounds, this is exclusive to a Mahayana practitioner. So a great vehicle practitioner, again, develops by first entering into the path of accumulation. Then there's the path of preparation, the path of seeing, and along with that marks the attainment of the first ground. And then it is primarily on the path of meditation, or sometimes called cultivation, that one proceeds through those 10 grounds. At the end of the 10th ground, when one is perfecting, completing those qualities, you move into the path of no more learning, and finally then to Buddhahood. So this is what we have been discussing.
Oh yeah, that kasam dindu dus cheni, that kasam nanzo semje shide, tangbo shide, ane tangbo sumde, solam chungu ding chenpo sumda. Pesum,
So then last time we had been going through these kinds of 22 types of bodhicitta that correspond with various levels. So here the first three of these explain the first three levels of the path of accumulation. So the small, middling, and great path of accumulation correspond to bodhicitta, that is sort of like aspiration, intention, and decision. Again, those sometimes vary slightly. And then the fourth of these, bodhicitta of application, applies to, or preparation, applies to the path of preparation. And that is referred to, these are in turn likened to earth, gold, a new moon, or a waning, or sorry, waxing moon, and fire. And so those four then correspond to the path of accumulation and the path of preparation.
Oh yeah, that I don't think so. Because I'm sure they like that. Then I mean, sajula, sa tangbo ne, sunde da tonglam ne, sunde sajubi pala, ani semge ju. 진바당 수팀다 서바다다 판남기 파진주당 사주 잡아라다 진바 파진주라데 남기 파진 두개 강라 탑도 멜람 예시지 파진스테니 도이나 파진주 짓으므로 어디 파진주 대당 안에 사주레레레제니 안에 샘제 주스 독스레스.
So then next we will go through the 10 types of bodhicitta that correspond with the 10 grounds. Again, the 10 grounds that comprise the path of seeing and meditation. And so here, these each correspond with each of one of the 10 perfections. Now, often we see in the sutra system the 6 perfections. And in addition to those 6, we have the perfection of skillful means, prayer, power, and gnosis. And so each of these types of bodhicitta correspond with one of those perfections, as well as a type of bodhicitta.
Oh, that those jhanita, parjinju thedang, ani simge karik jariyore sinata simge metabi simge de cholam cheta dini ma kawdo metabi. Oh, that was seven. Terchimbo, Jimbata Jare, Oda, the Carreresina, Anni, Terchimbi, the Jimbata Jare, Simjatan Jimbacheva, Jimbagi, and Pena Jimbatayon, Simjan, the Watsiman, Simgiroa, or the Satambi Simjede, Anni, Jimbata. Jimbata talk, Jimbata kinds enough, Satambi goes to Jimbi Namle, Chess Hapa Tokyore, or Dish. That counter down Sat, Dinner Satambuni was Sumba Shiwanawa Tuba Dubabadu. The Tubabadu, Parjin Tugin Namle, Chess Hapa Tokyonza, the Bangchen Javare, or Dinde in the Satambode, Jimbata Bores, Marimare, a Terchimbo, or Yenderimboje, Turkey, and Tell most on a simjangi, the longe, the Watsima Yungiroa, or Dini, Sutim de Yende Rimbochi, Jumne, Saniba da Jare, Sanibi Semge de Rimboche Tabi, Jungung da Jare, Karesena, Rimboche Jungu, Sutim de Yende Tamjaki, Jungung Yinzang, Anni, Ko Semge de Anni Jimba Sutim da Pejavares, Sutim de Yende Tamjaki, Ten Yinzang, Anni Semge. Simgede da tsutim cho tsutim da tsumba denba yinza ani rinpoche jungun da bures oya.
So here, then, I think we had maybe started the very first of these, but beginning with the kind of bodhicitta that one has on the first ground, that includes an especially strong practice of generosity. So here, when one is going through each of those 10 grounds, you have a particularly like strong practice of each of those perfections as you go through. So it begins with, on the first ground, one has this kind of bodhicitta that is likened to a great treasure, in the sense that, again, one is particularly practicing generosity. And so this kind of bodhicitta has the nature of satisfying all living beings. It is through generosity that we satisfy others. And so the bodhicitta that is on that second ground is likened to a great treasure that is able to sort of satisfy the needs of beings. And then so again, we have an especially on that first ground, an especially strong practice of generosity. And on the second ground, it's an especially strong practice of morality or ethics. And this kind of bodhicitta that one has on the second ground is likened to a source of what is precious, as in Ethics, our morality, are the kind of ground or basis for the development of all good qualities. And so likewise, this kind of bodhicitta possessed on the second ground is likened to that kind of source of qualities, that which allows us to develop all good qualities.
Oh, that bodhicitta sasumbate, ani gyatso dang dangpa res, gyatso dang trawa, sasumbi semgete, ani pe gyatso dang trawa res. Tai yinbi dunzen chungje de kare sna ani mit ba tamje tok du ba be mitu ba sebar wa sa sumbi kap su sebi nyamle che la ba to ba inza ani shen ji ne ba kante ji mit ba kante ji tok du ba na ya mitu ba mit ba tok du ba be mit ba tamje tok du ba be mitu ba manzo la mit ba tamje mo ge mit ba chik chuna ya mansa be ma ji wa da kongro sa 밑에가 좀 사버려야 되니 세바 미가시 세바 체중 요라 세바 시다 맹겐데도 다 삼바베 게 충중 지기야 뱃셈 쇼 툭된 게 어 밑에가 충중 지기 셈 슉 쳔보 툭된 게 다 딜레 세바 띠제 야베나야 데 강달다다 잠주스 뭐 사순바 왔다 오인 밑에가 간지 집에 밑에가 탐제 톱도 봐와라디 톱자고 잘래봐 이나야 배 초와 땅 딘데기 셈 매와 빼 자도 나신 잠팅에 자도라 룸에 비깝라 자도데 빼데 잠팅에 데데지오라 왕라 냐다 바바다 다 추도데로 파주 존이 쇼투두 땅게 요르데 이나 자도데 투게 매버 코란실 데데기오라 오 디나시 자도 나신 미드바 탐제 토도버베 미드바 인자 아니 초 자도다 보레스야 사순비 있습니다.
So then the kind of bodhicitta on the third ground is linked with the especially strong practice of patience or tolerance. And here that is likened to a great ocean in the sense that this kind of bodhicitta is not affected by the occurrence of anything undesirable. So whatever others may do to this kind of practitioner, when they have reached this level, they are undisturbed, no matter how many unwanted occurrences may befall them, whatever sort of unwanted or suffering experiences, others causing them harm, they are utterly undisturbed by any of it. They have perfected or developed an especially strong practice of patience such that they are able to remain in that kind of a state. And so here, we are still at the point where any little thing, like one unwanted thing happens to us and we get disturbed, we get angry, we lose our mental composure. However, a bodhisattva on this level has gained the ability to remain totally undisturbed by even like if all of a sudden all kinds of unwanted things happen, they are unable, their mind remains like calm, composed, at ease. And so this is likened to a great ocean. Like if you have a situation where there's no wind, even if there's kind of disturbance underneath the surface, lots of animals moving around and so forth, the surface of that ocean remains kind of calm. And so too, a bodhisattva who has this kind of practice of patience connected with their bodhicitta has a sort of bodhicitta that's like an ocean that's undisturbed by any kind of unwanted occurrences.
Oh yeah, me too. That is the super trendy. That is the debate time. Me too. But that's the trendy. 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 Sasumama, Tasa Shibi Changjugi Sem de Dini, Zundrida, Zundrida Tsumba Temba, Zundrida Chow Zundri Tsumdens and Chow Zundrida Temba, Tasa Shibi Gabs Zundri Gewala Zumbi, Tas Habar to Changju, Shending the Zombie Changju, Duber Chibi, Zundri Yamlin, Che Haba Toba Inza, Anne, Ta Yiji. 이제 때문에 다 상전 톱살에 선비 답변문엔 게 땡제다 이제 배숙 첨부 효례디 잠바 쪼낭기 쪼아 쯩디로 어 딘데기 때 이제 다 대바 땡보 여바 인장 드네 아 가르스 그랬다 돌제 나시 어 디페 잡아라 이제 땡보 이제 이체바 땡베 미체바 당스
So then on the fourth ground, now here on the fourth ground, there is an especially strong practice of enthusiasm or joyous effort, like diligence. And so here, this kind of bodhicitta that is, and sometimes we use the language of like concomitant with, or occurs at that point of development, as together with this kind of particularly strong practice of enthusiasm, is likened then to a vajra. And a vajra is something that is stable, that is indestructible. So here, when one has gotten to that point, you have the kind of faith that is unwavering. So here, the bodhicitta that is connected with diligence or the practice of joyous effort, there's a particular kind of like strong faith that comes from that. There's a level of confidence in one's own abilities. Like, you know that you have the ability to achieve that state of Buddhahood. And that kind of faith is unwavering, is indestructible. And so at this point, on the fourth ground, one's bodhicitta is likened to a vajra, in the sense that it is kind of unwavering in that confidence and faith.
Oh yeah, that's sangapite. Ani ri jabo da sangapa la samdengi nyamle sangapi kapsu ta samdengi parchingi nyamle de shio sapa mixegi tape zo samdengi nyamle de tingi zingi nyamle de zo samdengi de tingi zingi tingi zing la sangapa topdi zamba tingi zing mikpa la zeye chikdu deba zamba imba pena tende yala chungyi tang ta tende mangbo yore. Tende yala chungyi tau chik kom ni, tende lu chung tu kom, lu tau tu kom, yang pena o tende si chani tingi zin la tsa chang ni, lu chung tu chik kom, yang lu tau la chik kom, o yang tende si, o tende ki tende lu chung lu tau la tende pe tsa chang ni, pena nganzo tau yina mikpa chik, tende marikpa tau chik kom yong di, di chuk tu mikpa shenpa chik jeho jab sona sem yeng dogu ruwa, kom yakpo me na,
The next type of bodhicitta is that which is on the fifth ground. And this ground, one has an especially strong practice of, and here he has it as contemplation. This is really referring to concentration, the kind of the practice of meditative concentration, which is the fifth perfection. And so here, this is not just referring to the kind of ability to stay single-pointedly focused on an object, but also the kind of ability to investigate objects, like, for example, the 12 links of dependent origination, how it is that we come to take birth in samsara and how we reverse that process. So here, this kind of bodhicitta on the fifth ground, which is linked to or sort of concomitant with the development of an especially strong practice of meditative concentration, is likened to the king of mountains, in the sense that this kind of mind is not disturbed by distractions. So someone who has attained this kind of level is able to think through the various, the stages by which we engage in samsara and the stages by which we reverse that, without getting sort of lost in distractions or lost away from their particular topic. Like, we here might try to think about, like, the topic of ignorance, the first of the links of dependent origination, and then we get distracted away. And so when we're trying to think about something like that, it's very important to not get sort of distracted, even more so when we're, say, contemplating emptiness. Now, someone who has developed to this point then is able to go through, like, say, the various stages of dependent origination without getting distracted, even if they're going through them in a different order or something like that. They have the ability to keep it all straight and not get distracted, not get lost. So this is the kind of bodhicitta that one develops on the fifth ground.
Oh yeah, that's such to be a couple. I mean, then they someday parting yamle che shop a top the yondi, so ding it in yamle, ding it in za chang yongi or za chang yongi zamba. Then it's such to be a couple. I mean, share up in yamle, parting in yamle, the che lap a top yore. Oh, then they in some, I mean, such to be same yet there, I mean, share up that some day. So, then they lujung lundola. Ting Yama Gomjam, the Lujung Gomni, Sangabi Kapsusho, Za Jang Ladi Zamba Pe, Nanzo the Masona, Luza Chidi Zamba Pe, Jangay Yora, Jang Za Jang Jang, Kansam Zinni Pe, Ben Lina Reg, Nagina, Za Jang, the Kazan Changbo Chagiro, or Dindijan Sangabi Kapsu Dinget in La Za Jang 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 Jang, then a Satupa Toti, Ani Karsuri. 자조 짓게 지금 퉁다 찍라 아니 동반이라 파 뇽바 주보다 추 당와 니가 지에게 띵이 띵이 뉴바 톱이야 돼 사투바 주당 지에게 사투바네 톱이요래 어디를 시럽게 냠래 사파를 패내더니 동반이라 자조 짓게 지금 퉁다 찍라 고발라 다 고발라 나리 동반이라 파 뇽바 주보다 추 당와 니가 원숭도 오 지역이 뉴바데 토비온디 사투비 값을 시랍기 파르진 냠레를 한번 도와인자 샘제데 사투비 샘제데 시랍기 파르진다 중바 댐바 빼든지 지르 아니 디 가르레 했으나 빼데 맨 시레스 맨 되기 녀몬바 말에 녀몬바 샘 맨 되기 아니 류당 샘 가르소다 내 랑기 류기 둥하기 내 정기 요로와 딘데기 셰랍당 충댕기 셰랍당 충댕기 셈게되기 조 셰랍당 댐비 셈게되기 아니 녜모모다 시지디비 내디조 점기레스 어디 점발라드니 맨하시레스 어디서 우리 녜모모다 시지디비 내랍도 시와당스야
So then on the sixth ground, the particular perfection that one is studying is wisdom. And so on the sixth ground, one gains a particular ability in wisdom again. And so here, this kind of bodhicitta that is concomitant with that is the sixth ground bodhicitta has sort of the help of wisdom. And so here, by developing your skill on the fifth ground, one is developing concentration, the kind of ability to be able to think about the various stages by which one engages in samsara and which one reverses from samsara. And so by training that again and again, developing skill in that kind of meditation and understanding. I mean, this is the way that when we train, like we do physical exercise or we train ourselves to say something. So too, when it comes to our mind, when we have trained to a certain level, you develop a kind of skill. You develop the sort of skill that culminates on the sixth ground with the development of wisdom. Wherein one has the ability, a bodhisattva at this level has the ability to enter into the meditative equipoise, directly realizing emptiness, and come out of that meditative equipoise in the smallest moment, like the smallest moment of a finger snap. So here they have gained the kind of skill that allows them to enter into that meditative equipoise, directly realizing emptiness, and come back out of it in a very short amount of time. And this is through habituation, through developing those kinds of skills. And so this sort of bodhicitta that accompanies wisdom on the sixth ground is likened to medicine. medicine, in the sense that a medicine is something that can cure our ailments, our diseases of body and mind. And so too, this kind of development of wisdom has the ability to alleviate the diseases of the afflictive and cognitive obscurations. So this kind of bodhicitta linked with wisdom, concomitant with wisdom, has that ability to begin to undermine all of those afflictive and cognitive obscurations, like medicine.
Oh yeah, that's sadimbi ge semje deni ani ta tap kheba dang tap kheba dang cho tap kheba dang ani pe giwi shenye da bus ani ta cho tap kheba dang pe giwi shenye ni chungje gare yore sina ani nega ta tatu ge semje ge thyeong yongsu mitong wa dang giwi shenye tapke da chungden gi semge de tapke la na changju simbi tapke la na zo ningje da changju gi zo ningje gi xie simje tamje gi ten du zo bi sangjen gi kombang dumde gi samba ju mi je ba da dinje gi tap xian den du zo bi xian dong a le cha wi che du zo bi sangjen gi kombang dumde gi lo shu chen bo da di gi che du cha wa kan je ji na di jang jang gi che du 주병디 딜라 탑케스 탑게 딘데지 디 아니 기비셴이야 나템바레 다와레스 기비셴이야 시티 잠바테니 기비셴이야 기타페 두잘라테니 페 템바 바싱나도 템바 짱짱 삼로 땅기요라 기비셴이야 기 두잘라 랑기 두잘라 타페 템바 마도 네비 삼로 땅기 마라 조비 참 코 둥알레 차로 코 야가지 중로 채나 코 둥 상견지 공방라 야 티에게 치도 디 디치기요 인장 장주 선비 탑 개발되기 조다 탑 개발스나 먼저 조 현대도 차와 간접이 있나야 현대도 좀비 장주 주비 치도 모아다 어 딘데기 탑계기 아니 모아다 다 멜람다 드니 전주다 어 딘데 제발 딘데기 아니 다 윤바인자 다 디백 개위신년다 자와레스 뭐 초 탑계다 가레스나 아니 내가 내가 탐제도 심지엔지 대 용수 미동화다 인제 딘데기 탑계지에는 심지엔지 대 용수 동기 말했어야
So then the kind of bodhicitta that one has on the seventh ground, this is wherein one has developed a special practice of skillful means. And here, this is likened to being like a virtuous friend. This kind of practice of skillful means is primarily developed through this kind of attitude of compassion. When you have compassion and this attitude of bodhicitta, of wanting to bring all sentient beings that kind of highest happiness, you're going to act in ways to alleviate their suffering, to bring about their happiness, and really only act in ways that try to help sentient beings. And so this is why this kind of bodhicitta is likened to a virtuous friend, a virtuous spiritual friend, because it does not abandon the attitude of helping living beings under any circumstances. So when one really has developed this kind of skillful means, all of one's actions are trying to lead sentient beings to that state, only thinking of benefiting them, only thinking of wanting to bring them to Buddhahood. So whatever kind of actions a bodhisattva engages in are only going to be beneficial for others. They're not going to cause any sort of harm. And these too are conjoined with kind of prayers and aspirations to bring about the ultimate welfare of all sentient beings. So here, this kind of skillful means on the seventh ground is likened to a virtuous spiritual friend, in that such a friend never abandons the attitude of helping living beings under any circumstances.
Oh, teacher, that in the Satimbao, Changjusima Satimbao, didn't it? That's so that tapki namlin chill how much you was. That under the Tama Jodlo. Tini Melam gi parting that Sumba de Anni Dak Yishing in Nurbutan Tawares, Melam Sajabi, Semjede, Karesna Yishing Nubutela, Melam Jabaina, didn't come to Giora, or Sajabi Kapsuta, Chitam may be Jebu country, Gioba Yena, Rangi may be Jebu Tama, Chitam may be Jebu Tama, Dup to Giores, or the other.
So that is then the kind of bodhicitta of a seventh rounder who has perfected or who has especially developed their skillful means. And then we have on the eighth ground, this is the practice is particularly of prayer. And so the kind of prayer bodhicitta, or that which is conjoined with prayer, is likened then to a wish-granting gem. On the eighth ground, one has these kinds of aspirations, these wishes for others. And really, like the way that when you wish for something from a wish-granting jewel, a bodhisattva's bodhicitta on this eighth ground is such that it brings about the benefit of others. So here it is said to achieve the result in accordance with prayers. So this is then the bodhicitta on the eighth ground.
Oh yeah, that's a good way. Sākūbī tē tōptāng, ʻūma jūpāla gūpāla nē tētok tāshī tātā tsōpā tā jūshīngs, tā sākūbī kāpsu tōp kī yuñ tēndi lākpār tsōkī rēs, tōp lāi tē tēyāng, anī tōp sīyē tē tā tēndā tī dūjā nīmā tā pē, anī nīmā tā tāwā rēs, tōptāng, tōp kī pārjīna, 가래기 또 브레스나 아니 심지어 탐자 용수 밑받쳐봐 로아 두지기 두자 용수 밑받쳐봐 두지기 빼나 마민바 밑받쳐 밑바 야드니 초아체 어 달발란 야 초 초투바 어 디체바 때 아니 또 어 딘데지 또 투다 또 딘데 요레스 다디 가래스나 니마다 빼자 니마기 사벤다오직 빼나 싱갈라 파 답이요나 사변지 다시 마 싱가답디 님의 저기 사변데 담보 미 미네드니 누구께 누구께네 아니 님아기 다 지장다 중화 망보 요르데 디 남매자 님아 같이 몰라 님아기야 하더니 대부 민바체 민 타라 아니 저기 님이 되면 대부 민 투에 요 말에 어 타르 강다자 두자 민바치 얘기 어 똑데 사냐 사 구비급스 톱기레스야
So then the bodhicitta on the ninth ground, and the ninth ground involves the particular practice of, here it's translated as force or power, and this is likened, given the simile of the sun, in the sense that it matures trainees. So here, when it comes to the kind of bodhicitta that is developed on the ninth ground, there is a particular sort of power or ability in the sense of being able to benefit others. And the bodhicitta is likened to the sun because the sun, like when we plant a seed, although there are many conditions that are necessary for the growing of that seed, the kind of light of the sun is indispensable. Without that sort of heat and the light itself, there is no way that that seed can mature into a whole plant. And so too, when it comes to the kind of bodhicitta that one has on the ninth ground, where one has developed an especially strong practice of ability or power, this acts like the sun in terms of ripening other sentient beings. One's activities ripen or benefit other sentient beings.
Oh yeah, that yeshigi parodu chimba, yeshigi parodu chimba de, ani pede da, chigi dayang nyemba dangs, chigi dayang nyemba, o dida pe jaware, yeshigi parodin da, chodan tebe simgi de, chigi dayang nyemba, sa juba la yore, sa jubi, digi tsumje kare, duja dimbar chibi che dimbas, duja dimbar chibi che, duja soso kare, dimba yenaya, didi, ani dimbar chibi da, gyo yichela, chowa leyege che du che, che sosi deba yaba nasi ani che ki daya nyenpa paba o dinde inzang duja kare deba yaba de ko songna ani sosu nyenpa kogiro o che ki daya nyenpa de o dinde ji beto jawara da sa jubi
So then the 10th ground, where one has a particularly strong practice of gnosis, of exalted knowledge, this kind of bodhicitta is then likened to, and here he has it translated as like a sweet sounding chorus, like sort of the sweet sound of Dharma, actually. Because on the 10th ground, then one teaches the Dharma in a way which motivates trainees, in the sense that whatever that particular disciple, that particular person has a kind of aspiration aspiration or liking for, one teaches in ways that accord with that. It teaches in a way that is motivating to that particular individual. So this is then likened to something that is sort of sweet sounding or kind of motivates us to engage in that particular thing. So again, this kind of bodhicitta on the 10th ground with this particular practice of gnosis, one develops the ability to teach in a way that is particularly beneficial or motivating to trainees. And so this is a likened to sort of a sweet sounding chorus. I don't know.
Oh yeah. Ta di chela ta di sa ju je ta di chela sem ge ba nga ji yo re ta nga bo de ma do nyam 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 la sha ta re la ma a ja bo chen bo da phang je da lam bo che da shen ba da ge mi chu da ng se o di nga ji yo re ja bo da lam bo ja bo chen bo da phang je da ni lam bo che da shen ba da ge mi chu da di nga de a ta sa jepa da guwa da juwa sum nanglo la yor esi wo re sa jepa da guwa juwa nanglo la ma to dunpa menche la di pe de shagi yo ma re pe de dinte ki semge de cho dinte dan chungbi semge de ane sa jepa tapa sa sum la ji wo re ma ta sa duin tapa sa sum sa ju la ma ta sa duin tapa sa sum la na jepa guwa juwa sum o tapa sa sum la sem jepa nga de yor esi ya o di talk dizo che ani talk de karere sna mombar she ba da senam da yeshe senam da yeshe ni chik che mombar she ba senam yeshe changju ji cho da tin bi che ning je da sa dong ani o di sung dang po ba sung dang po ba o di di ma de le
So then we have remaining like eight different kinds of bodhicitta, and here the next five correspond to practitioners, the kind of bodhicitta of practitioners who are on the eighth, ninth, and tenth round. And so these next five, referring to the kind of bodhicitta that is concomitant with or sort of concordant with, as a, and sometimes I don't like these translations, but super knowledge, accumulations of merit and wisdom, qualities which are subsidiaries to enlightenment or branches of enlightenment, compassion and penetrative insights, and recollections and confidence. So these are kinds of skills or qualities that are developed on the 8th, 9th, and 10th ground, which we refer to as the three pure grounds. Of the 10 grounds, the first seven are considered to be impure grounds. And then here on the 8th, 9th, and 10th, we have what are called the pure grounds. And their types of bodhicitta are likened then to a great king, a treasury, a highway, a carriage, and a fountain. And again, those correspond with those other sort of qualities that they developed, and we'll see why they are called that.
Oh yeah, that been a jabo tabu di simge de tu topa mebe shenji ten juba asti jabo kipe tu rangi ta misse sina mido jabo di lumba di ta bang misse jabo di tu cheshio te roa tu topa mebe ani jabo di sangma juk jogi ora shen oh de jabo nasi res ta di sa dida dila se nge zun yo ma ta kanja sa taba sa sumla di yo res tu toba mebe shenji tuen juba ta ani senamji senamda ye sheji cho mangbi zhe tabu dang si di ani pang zhe tabu dang si ta taba sa sumgi semge di zo ta pe senamda yuen de ye sheji cho jungi pang zhe tabu res o ani papa tam je shekshin jesu shekba dang lambo che na shin lambo che de la pe nge ma yang nge ma yang pe na ta tu mi dang tu je la so ba mang bo zho ye re tan da yang zho gu yo re mang ba yang zho gu ro wa o din de yin zang ani papa tam je de bi tu su papa te shin shekba tam je shekba dang di jesu papa tam je shekshin jesu ra yang di jesu shekba zho wa o din de zhong ji ta taba sa sum le o din de si di che ani tadi mienpa senam yada changchuk icho da timbi che da siya ningje da lakdong siya di ane kowa da nyangayla deba la kandu yang midungwa as ningje da lakdong yoba ina ane rani korwa la la lungi maare yang nyangde la yang lungi maare si tani kowa da nyangde la malungwa tar ane sobi sanje ni kumbang la chogiri es o duks siya di ya
So here, the first type, and again, these all are on the three pure grounds. These are sort of the qualities that are developed by those practitioners on those grounds, and their bodhicitta then is likened to various things. So the first of these is because they have this kind of quality of the super knowledges or sort of higher knowledges, their bodhicitta is likened to a great king in that they are able to serve others with unobstructed power. When you have a king, that king is able to do what they want in terms of being able to wield their power. And so too, a bodhisattva who has developed this level of sort of mental development is able to serve others with unobstructed power. So their bodhicitta is likened to a king. And then the next kind of quality described is that on these pure grounds, one has vast accumulations of merit and wisdom. And thus, one's bodhicitta is like a treasury or a storehouse in the sense that they have developed this kind of vast repository of merit and gnosis, method and wisdom that allow them to then be able to work for others. And then there are the kind of qualities which are subsidiaries to enlightenment, or those sorts of qualities that accord with enlightenment, one could say. And this type of bodhicitta is likened to a highway in the sense that this is the kind of path which all holy ones are traveling and will travel. All of the Buddhas of the past, as well as current Buddhas and future Buddhas, will travel this same sort of path. So the kind of bodhicitta that one has developed at this level, that has the kind of qualities that are sort of in accordance with enlightenment, is like a path, is like this kind of way that has been traversed by others and will be there for others to traverse in the future. And then there is that kind of bodhicitta which is particularly conjoined with compassion and penetrative insight. This is referred to as carriage-like bodhicitta, as in one will progress easily by not falling into either samsara or nirvana. So here, this is the kind of thing that conveys one to the point of the full enlightenment of Buddhahood, because this sort of bodhicitta keeps the practitioner from falling either into the extreme of samsara, staying within samsara, but also due to their compassion, they don't fall into that extreme of nirvana, of just attaining their own peace alone.
Oh yeah, that looks like that Shumba dance here, that teacher Shumba the Tower, Koa the Nanelum. That Tuba the Madi, which is Kursata, Ninja the Lado Sunda Chedi, Ninja the Lado Sunda Popa Lady, Sunda Popa de Dan, Dinny Tuba the Madi, which is in the Miseba Siedi, Sung Sina, Candigila Sir, Mijabi Sungs, or Tuba the Madi. Teba ngar te chabatang ma teba sidi maungpana te na yang ma tebi che sattu teba dito yang ane micheba cheba tala sung ane micheba ma se ane dito rangi pe simla ngeni ta pe xen la xeba la xenang chanang me na boba la iro xenang ina boba me ro rangi micheba nge yodi ane xen la cheba la boba ta deng yeba de enza teba ta ma tebi che zimbe miseba 김이 추라디 꼬말란 초충중 공도 사자충류 다친보 말에 그런 추지 여래데 까미야요 말에 간이서 싸우니야 찌기찌기 지요라 쪼에메 어디 김이 추다 빼자 어딘데레스야
So here, then, the next kind of qualities of a bodhisattva on the three pure grounds are recollections and confidence. And so this kind of, these kind of qualities in the bodhicitta that are together with them are likened to, and here he's translated it as a fountain of water. I'm going to nix the fountain. I think it's a spring. So it's like a natural sort of source of water. This then allows them to be inexhaustible through grasping the audible and inaudible dharma. So here, when it comes to bodhisattvas at this level, when they have heard something, if they've heard it in the past, they don't forget what they have heard. They have the ability to retain or to recollect all of those things. Even if it is something that they have newly heard, they have the ability to recall it without forgetting it, and also really easily find certainty in what it is that they hear. So there is a kind of confidence that is attained when you have the ability to retain everything that you have heard, and you're not forgetting or losing any of that. Then you also gain the ability to teach that really accurately to others. So based upon having this kind of foundation of recollections, they have the sort of confidence to be able to teach to others, to be able to benefit them in various ways. And so this kind of bodhicitta is like that has this qualities of the recollections of the competence to teach others is likened to a natural spring, as in it's inexhaustible through grasping the audible and inaudible dharma, in the way that, like, when you have, even though they might be like small pools of water, like at a hot spring or something, they're never going to dry up because you have this source of water coming beneath that. I guess you could call it a fountain too, but
yeah, the deshast.
So we will. So if there are any questions, please ask. We don't have a whole lot of time, but if there are any. Have you already lost the glasses? Okay. I don't know that he can see entirely clearly. He's there. We might have to have him go closer to them, though, at some point.
This is called Tongme Yingye Che. Aria Dewa Che. Aria Dewa Dire. Tongme Magire. Tanga Tata Jidwa. Uptidi.
Dee.
Oh.
Yeah, so I think it's the one next to Avalokiteshvara there. The last of that size, like at the end. It's, yeah, probably behind the pillar for you where you're sitting. The way of doing these is a little bit different than normal, so that might not be like representative of how. So they haven't put these in the order that they are usually in. So usually you'll have like Buddha Shakyamuni in the middle, and then Nagarjuna and Aryadeva. Slow down a little bit. So again, we have Buddha Shakyamuni in the center, then Nagarjuna and Aryadeva, Asanga and Vasubandhu, and then Dignaga, Chandrakirti.
Chandrakirti, oh yeah, Cholang Chodak.
Chodak.
Yuende Tamala Che.
Yudaprabha and Shakyaprabha, yeah.
Dusre. Haji Tome Tamade Isare Magi.
But he thinks that we have it in a different sort of arrangement here, and that Asanga is probably over there. But we might need to get his glasses on before he makes a determination.
Chodak Tamade Che. 아니 초랑 루루기 파제데 체 디 파제데 샤저여 체 연대에 디체 타마디 잉예 디레 아니 아래 대원달 루루 틱당 딱딱
Yeah, so I mean, we've got in the center is Buddha Shakyamuni, and then Nagarjuna to his one side, Aryadeva to the other side, and then oh gosh, I'm losing it now. So then we've got Asanga over farther than he should be. The one that's got his arm up like that, that's Dignam.
Yeah, Cholan, did
Dignam is very like.
Dindala diyor, dindala mudik to mudik topje topje
Yeah, so he's like fighting with a non-Buddhist, so you can always tell. Yeah, and then we've got Dharmakirti. Sorry. Yeah, I keep saying Chandrakirti. It's Dharmakirti. Sorry. Yeah, so the D and the C get switched. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Dharmakirti is also like kind of in that debate posture. It's a little bit less like intense.
마게지 또 톰의 마기래. 바기 톰에게 강들아 꾸지 또 뒤자와 참바 두기 뒤래. 자와 참바 샤스. 마게 톰의 스타지 또 당가 자기 돼.
Yeah.
이 강대양 꾸지요. 딩박이 끼라.
아네.
뒤자와 참바 임비게절 바바 톰의 참바 두와.
So usually, I mean, one way that we can tell Asanga is because there's usually Maitreya will be in the clouds there. And so we can see, I mean, I think you might have the pillar right there, but there's that figure in the clouds. And so that probably is telling us that that's... Yeah, yeah, and we've got the rest, I mean, and then I think this one was Vasubha. Anyway, there's, yeah, we don't have it quite how it normally would be set up. So. He didn't. Oh, okay. That children was a din yebo yomares. That limpa nora res. Yeah, he would notice that. I would. Yes.
Okay, we're going to finish up with the Georgia Kitchen on page 13 in the middle of the page. Thank you, Mantra.